Dr. Mishnah, there were two collection chambers in the Beis HaMikdash, Lishkos HaShoyin, the discreet chamber, and the Lishkos HaKelim, the Kelim chamber. In the Lishkos HaShoyin, people would give money discreetly, and poor people would get money discreetly. In the Lishkos HaKelim, you could donate any type of keli to benefit Bedek HaBayis. Every 30 days, they would empty the chamber. Anything useful for Bedek HaBayis, they would keep. Anything else, they would sell and use the proceeds for Bedek HaBayis. Zakat Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, Yitzchak Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman were community leaders. Rather than give charity directly to the poor people, which would embarrass them, they would give the charity to Reb Chama, the father of Yeshaya, who would distribute the money for the poor people without them having to be as embarrassed. Mar says there was once rumors about Rabbi Zechariah, the son-in-law of Rabbi Levi, that he would take tzedakah even though he didn't need it. When he died, it was discovered that he took the money to give to other aniyim who were too embarrassed to take for themselves. Rechinim Rapapa would distribute tzedakah at night to minimize the embarrassment. He once met the head of the Shadim who said, "Nighttime belongs to the Shadim. You have no business walking around or you can get in danger." He answered, based on the Pasuk, that giving tzedakah discreetly would save him from any harm. The Shadim ran away. Rabbi Yonah said, the Pasuk says, "Ashrei maskilel dol." Praise is the one who understands the poor person, not someone who just gives to the poor person. This refers to a person who thinks of the best way to give tzedakah without embarrassing the pauper. Rabbi Yonah would go to a pauper who came from a respectable family and was therefore embarrassed to take tzedakah and say, "I heard that you have an inheritance coming to you, so just take the money as a loan." When the pauper took the money, Rabbi Yonah would tell him, "Don't pay me back, it's a gift to you." Chia Bar Ado said, there were some elders who would only take tzedakah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. After that, they said, "Listen, at this point, it's already exactly how much we're supposed to make this year. We don't need money from you anymore." A poor Yerushalmi once met Rav Nechemya, the well digger, and asked him for money to buy a chicken to eat. Rav Nechemya told him, "You shouldn't be spending so much money on a food for a fancy chicken. Here's some money for a cheaper piece of meat." The pauper ate the meat and died because his body wasn't used to that and couldn't handle the meat. Nachum Ishgamza was traveling and met a sick, poor person who asked him for food. Nachum, not realizing the gravity of the situation and the immediate need for the situation, told him he'll give him food as soon as he finishes doing what he's doing to go somewhere to drop things off. On the way back, Nachum found the pauper dead. Nachum said, "The eyes that didn't have rachmanis on your eyes should be blinded. The hands that didn't have rachmanis on your hands that didn't stretch out to give you food should be cut off. The legs that didn't run to give you food should be broken." Ultimately, this all happened to Rav Nachum. To Nachum Ishgamza, when Rabbi Akiva saw him, he said, "Woe to me that I see you like this." Nachum said, "Woe to me if I don't see you like this as well," meaning because Yisurim cleanse a person's of Averis. Rabbi Shaya Rabbah would always eat with his son's blind Rebbe. One day he didn't because he had guests that he had to eat with. He explained to the Rebbe afterwards that he shouldn't be slighted because he said, "I had to tend to other guests." The Rebbe was appeased and told him, "You have appeased me who is seen but cannot see. So too, the one who sees but is not seen," meaning Hashem, "should accept your appeasement as well." A blind person gave a similar style of bracha to Rabbi Ezman Yaakov when he saw to it that people should help support him. Rav Chama Bar Chanina and Rabbi Shaya were walking among the shuls in Lod. Rav Chama said, "My father put so much money into the building of the shuls over here." Rabbi Shaya responded, "Your father left so many lives here, but instead using the money to support poor Tamei Chacham." Rav Ovan donated fancy gates for the yeshiva. He was proud and showed Rabbi Mana what he had donated. Rav Mana asked, "There were no poor Tamei Chacham that you could have given the money to instead?" Abraisa says, "Kachim is beach. May take anything that they need from Kachay Bedek HaBayis, but not vice versa." In fact, Mar Mishnah says that the leftover kelim are sold and the money used for Bedek HaBayis. It seems to suggest that it's only used for Bedek HaBayis, it can't be used for Mizbeach. Chizki explained, the Mishnah means that the money went to the Lishkas Bedek HaBayis, which may be used for Kurbanis if the need arises. Had Nalach Perek Elu Heinam Amunim. Perek Shloisha Asa Shoifaris Perek Shishi. Zok the Mishnah B'siyata Shmai Aluch Aluf. With 13 horn-shaped collection boxes, 13 shulchanas, and 13 places that the one was required to bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. The families of Gamliel, Kanan, and Seneca, Hanan would bow down in 14 places, the extra place being the storage place that it would, because they had a tradition that was the place where the Arden was hidden. A Kohen once noticed that the stone on the floor in the wood storage area was different than the rest. He went to tell his friend that must be a place where the Arden was hidden. Before he had a chance to finish saying this to his friend, he died. People then realized that must be the place where the Arden was hidden. Zok the Gemara, the collection boxes were narrow on top and curved to prevent someone from being able to easily remove money and steal it when he was really supposed to be putting in money. Abraisa says, Rabbi Eliezer said the Arden was taken to Babel along with the Yidden. Rabbi Yehudim and Lakish said it was hidden in its place under the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Rabbanan say it was hidden under the wood storage area. The Braisa then brings a similar story to the one brought in the Mishnah about a Kohen who noticed one stone being different and tried to tell the others about it. Rabbi Shaya said the Kohen actually hit the different stone with a hammer and a fire came out and burned them. Braisa says Rabbi Yehudim and Lakish said there were two Aroinus with the Yidden in the Midbar. One had the Luchas and a Torah, and the other had the broken pieces of the first Luchas. The one with the Torah would remain in the Mishkan at all times. The one with the broken pieces would go out to the war with them. The Rabbanan say there was only one Aron, and the one time it was taken out to war in the days of Eli was captured by the Plishtim. There's a pasuk that is a proof to the Rabbanan that says the Plishtim were afraid of something at the war as if they had never seen it before, which must be referring to the Aron, which teaches that it was never taken out to war with the Yidden other than that particular war. There's a pasuk that's a proof to Rabbi Yehudim and Lakish. It says that Shaul asked for the Aron, which was taken out with the Yidden to war, to be brought to him. So you see that it was taken, there must have been a second one. The Rabbanan say that Shaul was referring to a box that had the tzitz in it, not to the Aron. There's another pasuk that's proof to Rabbi Yehudim and Lakish. It says that the Aron was in a hut together with the Yidden at war. The Rabbanan say that the pasuk means that the Aron was in a temporary dwelling, meaning the Mishkan, and not yet in the Beis Hamikdash. Zok the Gemara, when the Aron was hidden, the following was hidden, where the things were hidden along with it: the Tzinten Samon, the jug of the Shemen HaMishcha, the stick of iron along with the Prachim and the Shkedim, the box that was sent by the Pelishtim when they sent back the Aron. These were all hidden along with it. King Yoshio HaMelech, was the one who hid these items because he learned from a pasuk that Hashem would be sending the Yidden to Galus. Therefore, he said it should be hidden rather than fall into the hands of the Goyim.